Do dishes. I didn't have that many chores, but just, you know, keep your room clean, do good in school. I don't know if that's really a chore, but the room cleaning thing was a big one, so.
And what did your parents do in Roswell when you were growing up, or if they had to commute?
My dad, when I was really little, was a technician. He went all over the place, like repairing copiers. I know for a while when I was little, he worked different shift work and things like that. My mom was a secretary, and then I guess like when I was in fourth or fifth grade, they started their own business repairing air sampling equipment out of the house, and they still do that. So they weren't really out in the community, so they're in the house.
Right, but they're still operating that business.
Right.
So must be doing well.
Yeah.
How did I guess family life in the house progress as you were growing up?
Can you run that by me one more time?
Yeah, I mean, like, how was family life when you were really little, and how did that change? Did your parents' job change? I mean, they came into the house; they were there more often, I guess.
Yeah. They were just always there, you know. I mean, like, I didn't have the dad that was always on business trips or anything like that. I was never a kid that was a latchkey kid. Like, my parents were always there. So, I don't know. I think it kind of enmeshed us in a way, just because I never had that space of coming home and just having, like, alone time. Like, it was always, like, I walked in the door and it was bombarded with questions because my mom wouldn't have left the house all day, and so she wanted to know what I was up to. So it definitely brought us closer, just them always being around, so.
Right. Could you describe your house that you grew up in?
It's an older home. It's not like a lot of the other Roswell homes where it's like got the big cathedral ceilings or anything like that. It has, I guess, three floors. You walk in and it's the middle level. Downstairs is like the den, and upstairs are the bedrooms, obviously. The middle level has the kitchen, dining room, living room. But then when my dad started the business at the house, he added on. And so, like, you go through the downstairs level and out to, like, his shop, as he calls it, where he does, like, all of the equipment repair. And then that got me a playroom, because my bedroom was really small, so place to keep all the toys and whatnot. So, yeah, that's the house. They still live there. They've lived there since they've moved to Roswell, so.
And you said your house was different than other houses. How different?
It's just the whole, you know, like, all the houses just started changing, like, in the 90s, I guess, you know, with just the bigger was better kind of mentality. And even if it wasn't, it was always the same model of just, like, the stucco or the brick and, you know, the I guess my house is kind of, like, for lack of a better term, kind of country-ish, just, you know, with, it's older and it's kind of split level, but not really, and they just don't make homes like that anymore, so. I don't know, you pull up at my house and it's not like some fancy, schmancy Roswell typical home, so, but it's comfortable.
So, I mean, what is the typical home then, in a sentence or something?
The typical Roswell home is like the, what do they call them, the McMansions, where it's like all big and the, you know, with the oriental rugs, high ceilings, big kitchen, always with an island in it, stainless steel appliances, just all the way to the nines. You don't cut back on anything when you're building a house in Roswell, so.
In your neighborhood, were there more houses like yours, or was it, like, standing out?
More houses like mine, like, in my actual neighborhood. Now, as development has increased, there's definitely more of the typical Roswell homes.